You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My name is Maureen Festa, and I live in Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts. In the summer of 2009, my ex-husband and I separated. It was amicable. We had tried to work on our marriage. It just wasn't working. Going along with our separation, we were going to sell our house. We were trying to figure out how we would split up our things, how we would split up our dog. But on top of it, my mother, who has since passed away, had breast cancer, and she was at that point in terminal cancer. So things were quite stressful. And in the course of one single week, we filed our divorce papers, we put our house on the market, and then I lost my job. I was called into a meeting in the morning. My boss had come over and said, you know, can you come downstairs to the where the meeting was being held? I grabbed a notebook and a pen, walked down to the room, walked in, saw our VP and the HR person, and was told that I didn't have a job anymore. And I put my head down on that desk and sobbed and told them, you have no idea what's going on in my life, and I can't lose my job right now. There's nothing else that I have. I was escorted from the building. Someone else grabbed my purse for me, and that was it. When I was going to leave my house that I owned and we were selling the house, I preferred to stay in my part of Jamaica Plain. I just felt like with everything being up in the air, I really wanted to stay local. And neighbors of mine, they knew of another couple in the neighborhood, Kate and Andy, that were purchasing a two-family house. And so I kind of threw all my eggs in one basket, exactly what you're not supposed to do, and made an appointment to go the day after they closed on the house at 6 o'clock. As it happened, that was the day that I got laid off. I met him at the house. It was the first time I was going to see it from the inside, and I walked up to the door and I just said, Andy, you're not going to want to rent to me. I lost my job today. He absolutely could have said, oh, well, we'll have to think about it, or we'll get back to you. I mean, what's the first thing that you'd want is someone who's employed? And Andy said to me, well, I'm sure it'll be fine. We'll work something out. If they hadn't let me rent the apartment, I honestly don't know what I would have done. It grounded me when I had nothing. The bottom felt like it was falling out, and to know that I didn't have to move far, that I could stay where I had lived for 15 years, meant a lot to me. It really made it feel like, if nothing else, the rug wasn't being pulled out from underneath me. Like, I had a place to be, and I knew I could make it a home. I still live in my apartment. I moved in 2009, so it's been 5 years, and my landlords and I have really become more than just friends. It's like a family. We'll share dinners, we share holidays. Their son calls me Aunt Maureen. Andy, one time, someone asked him how he shows love to someone. If he loves someone, what does he show to them? And he said he feeds them. And that's exactly what it's been like, you know. And there are times when I feed them. They said yes. And I was so grateful.
Kind World is produced by WBUR Boston. You can find more stories of kindness and share your own at wbur.org/kindworld.